so excited to be together tonight as we celebrate the real reason for our season. And if you're a guest with us, I want to say welcome. We're so glad that you're here. We've been praying for you, and we're so excited to celebrate with you. And it's a lot of fun singing Christmas carols, but Christmas is much, much more than that. See, Christmas is such an incredible time of year. It's one that's filled with gift giving and receiving, and we have all of our holiday traditions. Many of us do special things or have special meals planned, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning. And it's such an incredible time of year. And, you know, as a father of four boys who are all hanging out tonight with us, which is pretty fun, it's such a joy for me as a dad to get to watch my boys on Christmas morning run to the tree and open up gifts that my wife and I have picked out for them. And it's an incredible thing to do. But as you know, sometimes there's things that we hope for that we don't get, right? It's like the man who handed his girlfriend a small box, a real small box on Christmas and said, "Here you go, sweetie." And she opened it up and she was excited because it was a small box and it was Christmas morning. And so she opened it up and inside she found a deck of cards. She's like, "What is this about, man? What is this?" And he said, "Well, you told me you wanted something with diamonds in it." Right? She wasn't real excited about it. Or sometimes we dream of things that we hope for and they don't quite come the way we want. Like the wife who woke up in the morning and she turned to her husband and said, "Honey, I had this amazing dream last night. I had this dream that you bought me a diamond bracelet. Can you believe it? What do you think it means?" He said, "Well, honey, you'll find out tonight." He said, "Okay." So she was excited, man. She got all ready. And later that night, her husband came home right before they were going to open some presents. And he handed her a small package, and she opened it up, excited because this was the moment she was going to realize the fruit of her dream. And she opened it up and pulled out a book that said the meaning of dreams. That's not what she wanted. She wasn't really amused by that. See, while Christmas material gifts are great, it's such a joy to give great gifts and to receive great gifts, those of us who know Jesus know that Christmas is about something more than that. It's a reminder of the celebration of the birth of our Savior. See, Christmas is the time that we get to unwrap the best gift of all. And it doesn't come with a fancy ribbon or bow. We unwrap the gift of God Himself. See, because it's the reminder of the fact that God, the God of the universe, loved us enough to come, to be with us. See, our original Christmas passage, one that sometimes we don't even remember when we think of Christmas, is from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Some of you know it. It says, "For God so loved," say "so loved."
So loved.
You guys sound beautiful tonight. "God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." See, that is the true meaning of Christmas, this reminder that God didn't just love us, he so loved us. That God didn't just love you, he so loved you that he gave. He gave us the ultimate gift. See, as a guy, it's kind of difficult for some of us guys to communicate the way we feel. My boys, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They're grunting right now. See, my littlest, him and I have this awesome communication ability. See, his mom and him don't have that because him and I can grunt, right? I can grunt at him and he knows what I mean and he grunts at me and, "Yeah, I know what you mean, buddy." Like, we just have this thing as dudes. But for guys, it's hard for us sometimes, right? Like, I can tell my wife I love you. But when I'm talking to a friend that's a guy like Pete or someone else, like Vlad, "Hey, Vlad, I love you, dude," right? It's different. And it would be even more different if I were to say, "Hey, Vlad, I so love you." Like, that just has a different ring to it, doesn't it? But the God of the universe looked at each one of us in the face and said, "I so loved you, for God so loved you that he gave the ultimate gift, the gift of his son, Jesus." See, we hear that this powerful and mighty God looks at us and says, "I so love you." He's not afraid to say it. He's not ashamed of it. He says, "I so loved you." See, God has a long view of history. He knows the beginning and the end of your story, although none of us know the end of our story. You gonna preach with me, buddy? None of us have the whole view of those things. But when God looks down at from heaven at us, and though he doesn't have to look down because he is God with us, but when God looks at us, as to you, you matter. You matter to God. And that is the truth that we're reminded of this Christmas season, that God has given us the most precious gift of all, the gift of himself. And that is the reason that God sent Jesus some 2,000 years ago. See, God's gift to us this Christmas is not something we'll find with a bow on it, wrapped up under the tree. God's gift to us is himself. It's the gift of his presence. See, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the wrong things, particularly during Christmas time. My kids don't want to hear me. See you guys. And there's so many good traditions we have, so many good things we do during Christmas, that sometimes if we're not careful, we can miss out on the God things. We can miss out on God himself in the middle of all of our doing, all of our celebrating, all of our traditions, all of the things that we do. We can go through all of the routine and miss the best gift of all, the gift of God himself. See, God some 2,000 years ago, God, he said that he wanted to give us this gift, the gift of his presence. And the gift of Christmas really is a gift of hope. Hope that there's a God who cares. Hope that there is not just some mystical force in the universe, but there's a very real, personal God who loves you and cares enough about you to come and be God with you. That is a sort of promise. That is the sort of hope that we're mindful of in this season. See, but it's easy to forget it, right? We can sing the songs. I don't know about you, but I watch every Christmas movie, it seems like 100 times when December rolls around. Thanksgiving happens, like I've seen every Christmas movie. And we can go through all of the routines, and we can have all of our traditions, and still miss the big idea. See, it's like sometimes we just miss the point. It's like there was three boys that were at a childhood play. Maybe you've seen some of these kind of plays, and they represented the three wise men that were to bring gifts to the newborn baby. Maybe you've heard the story. But the first boy, he stepped forward with the gift in hand and he said, "I bring to you gold." And the second boy in turn came forward and said, "I bring to you myrrh." And the third boy, he stepped forward and he said, "Frank sent this?" It's supposed to be frankincense. You don't know the real story. But we can miss it, right? We can totally miss out on what God wants to do. And Christmas is our very present reminder that God is with us. Would you say those words with me? God is with us. Matthew 1:23. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. See, God is near. I want to challenge you this season, this evening, and tomorrow as we celebrate Christmas, to open yourself to the God who is Emmanuel, God with us. See, because God is not some far-off being. He is very present and very near to us. See, God's message of hope to us is that no matter how lonely we can feel, we can know that God is with us. See, I don't know why it is. It's somewhat sad, but Christmas time can be a time of loneliness for some of us. Loneliness as we look around the table, as we go through our traditions and we're reminded of people that are gone from our lives. Maybe through long distance, our family is in another town. Maybe through estrangement, our family is not near to us relationally any longer. Maybe through a loss. But it can be a reminder, a painful reminder that what was once there is not there anymore. And God's reminder to us, to you, my friends, would be, "I'm with you. God is with you." Turn to the person next to you and say, "God is with you." James 4:8 reminds us of this truth. It says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." In fact, can we say that aloud together? Ready? Go. "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." See, we each have our own stories of where we've been, things we've gone through, maybe even just the recent story of what your last year was like, but sometimes we can feel far from God. for a number of different reasons. And this season, I want to remind you that the God of the universe came to be God with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And I want to challenge you and encourage you, draw near to God this season, this evening, this day. And the promise of the Bible will come true for you. That is a promise that you can count on, that if you will open yourself to God and draw near to God and say, God, as best as I know how, I want to draw near to you this Christmas Eve. The promise of the Bible is that God says, I will draw near to you as well. See, 2016 might have been a year that you wandered away from God. It might have been a year that for one reason or another, you just walked away from God. But starting this evening, commit yourself to drawing near to Him in this new year, in this new season. Here's the thing, God doesn't play games. See, one of my favorite games as a kid was playing hide and seek. Isn't that a fun game? But the thing about God is some of us have this idea that if we seek out God, He's going to go and run and find another hiding spot. But God doesn't do that to us. His promise is that if we will seek Him, we'll find Him. If we knock, the door will be open to us. If we draw near to Him, He'll draw near to us. And the Bible is certain that there is only but one way to God, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ, His Son. And if you seek Him, you'll find Him. See, maybe you've wandered away from God, and this season, this Christmas evening, I want to encourage you, you haven't wandered too far, for God so loved you that He sent His Son. And for those of you, maybe you haven't wandered away from God, would you be reminded that with all of the gifts that you're about to open and give and receive tomorrow and over the next many days for some of us, that the best gift of all was one that God gave to us. It was a gift we couldn't earn. It was a gift we didn't deserve. Yet God gave it freely. See, God's presence is available to you now. Not His present, but God's very presence is available for you right here and right now. See, the psalmist emphatically reminds us of this truth. He says in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. See, in addition to Jesus being a very present help for us, He also came to bring light to the dark places. And of course, this evening we're going to light some candles. And we're going to be reminded of the light that came to bring light to our dark places. John 1:9 says, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. That may be you tonight. You may say, I've heard the light of the world. I've sang songs about the light of the world, but I don't know Him. God is a God who can be known and wants to know and be known by you. See, Jesus is the true light, and He came to bring light to our dark places. He came to bring the very presence of God near to us who might feel far from God. He came to be Emmanuel, which means God with us. See, and this evening we're going to celebrate just that. Just as the passage says, you might be here and you might not know Jesus Christ. You might have heard His name, but you don't know Him. God wants you to become alive. He wants you to come alive through His Son, Jesus. He wants to bring light to the darkness of your situations. He wants to bring light to the darkness of your world. And this evening, as we light our candles, we'll be reminding ourselves of this truth, that where there was darkness, Jesus came to bring light. Because the deal about light is, where light exists, darkness cannot. See, no matter how bleak your situation or how dark your past, I want you to hear these words one more time. God is with you. Would you say those words with me? God is with you. God so loves you. The God of the universe says, I am for you, not against you. And He wants you to receive His love and His grace, to be reminded that you matter to Him. The Bible tells us that our sin separates us from Him. that we just sang a song about it a few moments ago. Isn't it fun singing songs? With the lyrics up there, some of those Christmas songs I've sung without, like, that's really the lyric? I forgot what that really was. Any of you guys feel like that when we're singing a Christmas song? Really in there? I don't remember those words. But we sang about it a moment ago, that our sin that separates us from God, but God being rich in mercy and grace, gave us the best gift that we could not earn on ourselves. He made us whole through faith in Jesus Christ. That is the gift of God. Not only God himself, but a restored relationship, a new beginning with God, a new life in Christ. See, the way and the only way to receive the gift of God is to accept it, to put our trust and faith in him, to just as we would in a physical sense. To receive a gift means I've got to take hold of it. And for some of us tonight, we have to take hold of the gift that God gives to us through his son, Jesus Christ. And for others of us, we've got to be reminded that we've already got the most important gift. No matter what's under the tree tomorrow morning or in our celebrations over the next many days, no matter what gifts we give or receive, we have the most important gift, the gift of God himself. See, this Christmas, my prayer to you is that you were to receive that gift. That for some of you, you might receive that gift for the first time, and for others of us, we'd be reminded that no matter what season life has us in, whether it's a season of rejoicing or a season of mourning or some other season altogether, that we would be reminded of the joy that is ours, that a God, the God who spoke all of our universe into existence, he says that we matter enough that he sent us not a gift, not just some cheap white elephant gift, right? Not just some gift that we're going to try and re-gift next week. Come on. Not some gift that we're going to go try and return at the store, but the gift of all gifts, the gift of himself. That's the sort of God we serve. He didn't give us cheap junk. He didn't give us a re-giftable gift. He gave us a gift that is a gift we'll want to receive, but it is a gift that we can also give away. The hope that we have in Jesus Christ. See, God loves you, my friends. I want to conclude with those words. God loves you. And my hope and prayer this Christmas season is that you would receive God's gift, that you would embrace it, and that you would open yourself up to receiving from God. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me this evening as we close our time together? Bow your heads and close your eyes with me.
Maybe you're here this evening and you've never had a relationship with God, or you once did and now you feel so distant to him. You might feel like this evening you're walking through life in the dark. This evening, I want to give you an opportunity to change that. Before we get to lighting the candles, which symbolize that light of life that Jesus came to bring us, I want to allow you an opportunity to draw near to God through his free gift of grace. If you are here this evening and maybe you've never had a relationship with him, or you've walked with him once and have since gone walking by yourself in the darkness, if that's you tonight and you want to come back to God, I want to give you an opportunity tonight to receive God's great gift, the gift of himself. You may have been in church before, but you've never surrendered your life to the care and control of Almighty God. And you need to receive God's free gift of grace and mercy for the first time today. You see, I believe that you're not here by accident. I believe that God brought you, some of you here tonight to give you his free gift of salvation. He wants to begin a relationship with you. And if that's you, I want to pray with you in just a moment. I'm not going to ask you to come down in front or do anything weird. I simply want to agree with you in prayer while every other head is bowed and eye is closed. If that's you, would you be bold enough to lift up your head so I can agree with you in prayer this evening? So with all the heads bowed and eyes closed, if that's you, go ahead and lift up your hand so I can see you. If you want to receive God's free gift, I see you. I see you. More importantly, God sees you. I see you back there. Yes. Church, can you repeat this prayer with me and with those who are praying it for the very first time? I see you. Repeat after me. Say, Heavenly Father, you've said all I have to do is come to you with faith and you would hear me. So as best I know how, I come to you now to ask you to forgive my sins. Help me to change my life through your power and grace, and secure me for everlasting life. Jesus Christ, I turn my life over to you now. And in your name I pray. Amen. Church, can we celebrate with those who said yes to Jesus for the very first time?
We're going to actually light our candles. You guys ready for some fire in the house tonight? Don't be too excited. We've got fire extinguishers standing by. Hopefully we won't need them. I want to give you a couple of instructions. See, this is the moment in our gathering where we're reminded of the light that came to bring light to the darkness. The God who brought light to those dark places. And as we light our candles tonight, I want to give you a couple safety instructions. I don't want anyone's hair to catch on fire tonight. No one needs to visit the emergency department tonight. So here's a couple instructions. The first is this. Once your candle is lit, I want to ask you to hold your candle upright. I know we're tempted when we're lighting the person's candle next to us to turn our candle sideways. It's a great way to get wax in your lap, okay? So keep your candle upright. Secondly, we're going to pass our light along through the aisles. Have you hold your candle vertical when it's lit. You'll turn it sideways to light your candle from the person sitting next to you, and we'll pass the fire that way. And again, this is real fire. So if you've got little ones with you, this is a family service. You know what's best for your little ones. So also, just practically, when we pray or if we pause, if you want to have a moment, don't bow your head too far and catch your hair on fire. And also, the person in front of you would also remind you of that, especially if it's someone with long hair or someone who's used hairspray. So that's it. Those are my safety instructions. Yes. Oh, one more instruction. When you blow out your candle at the end of our gathering, we're going to light our candles as a video is playing. We're going to sing a song together. And then at the very end of our gathering, I'm going to invite you to blow out your candle. When you blow it out, do it gently. You don't want wax on the person's hair in front of you. All right. Let me just open with a time of prayer, and then we're going to begin with lighting our candles. Father, we thank you that you are the God who brought light to our dark places. That you're the God who brought light when it was darkness. Lord, this evening as we light our candles, we're reminded of your great love for us. We thank you for the light that brought light to the world. We thank you for that light. We thank you for the life we have. In Jesus' name, amen. Check out this video as we light our candles.
Is a light that shines in the darkness.